Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka-27 Mabasa 2018 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
siyabonga kakhulu ku-National AIDS Council ngokusipha ama-TV angu-11 ukuthi sisakaze imbiko mayelana lezempilakahle edolobheni lakwaBulawayo.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvula ukusemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo.
Really intimidating people threatening to send them ezindlini zabo bajikele ezindlini. Nani nginje ngivesale made the threat ukuthi I'm not going to reach the feast of May and they are going to come with me to that effect.
Abalandeli bebandla lezanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje iStudio 7 ilethulela ingxoxo lomculi olodumo uVusa Mkhaya owake waba owake wafika khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Zonke lezindaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha kulumsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhlanje uvule ukusemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana lezamabhizimusi weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo, lapho aqonqosele izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuba zihloniphe umbuso wakhe njalo zizinikele emsebenzini ngoba ilizwe livule amasango ukuba abalesifiso sokusungula amabhizimusi beze bekhululekile. Okuningi asikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu esiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo ekwaBulawayo.
Ekhuluma ekuvulweni kombukiso we-ZITF, uMnangagwa uqonqosele izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuba ozatshengisa ukudelela lokungasebenzelani loZulu kuhle emizameni yokuvuselela umnotho welizwe uzaxotshwa umsebenzi. Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu lamhlanje zingene umbukiso walonyaka. Umnangagwa ubhode ebuka amankampani abukisayo eZITF wahlola ibutho loba nje lonyaka indizamchina zilahleke ukuqonda phezu kwakhe zahambela kucelele sandla sakhe sokudla. Ngakwelinye icele umkakhe unkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa uphe ikhansile edolobho lakoBulawayo isipho sabo mabona kude abalichumilanye embukisweni wabohlangothi olubona ngokuvinjwa kokuthelelwana igcikwane lengculaza eNational AIDS Council. Unkosikazi Senatra Nyathi, umqondisi wenakhi kobulawayo, uveze injabulo ngalesi sipho.
Namhla besilohlelo lokusayina iBarcelona Declaration yokuqeda iTB ngo-2035. So sinikeza njalo iLife City Health ama-TVs amakhulu kakhulu. Kuze abantu ngabe layini lesibhedlela bebebukela information, bebukela uze imkhuhlane eminengeneni. Sesilandelela ukuthi unesi oyedwa ukuthi eme phambi kwabantu ekuseni kuphela, laba wabuya emuva-ke. So sicabanga ukuthi singabanceda ama-TV, abantu babehlezi bemelela ukuyelatshwa, bebona into eziningi, befunda izinto eziningi.
Esamukela isipho sabomabonakude, umqondisi wezempilakahle kukhansili yakoBulawayo, uDokotela Edward Spanda, ubonye kakhulu ethi sidala umahluko.
Siyabonga kakhulu ku-National AIDS Council ngokusipha ama-TV angu-11 ukuthi sisakaze imbiko mayelana lezempilakahle edolobheni lakwaBulawayo. Imbiko leyo ingekho mayelana ne-HIV kuphela kumbe i-TB, but impilakahle yomuntu wonke sigoqela kunye namakhensa.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende unkosikazi Jasmine Ntofa okukomiti yofuba lezempilakahle ubonge isipho lesi ethi kuyisibonelo esihle.
Uhlelo lwalamhlanje luqhakathekile kakhulu, beluluhle.
Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe AIDS Network isebenzelana labathengisa ucansi, izibotshwa, kunye labemba amatshe aligugu abangaphansi we-key populations bayabukisa ezTIF bekhuthaza abantu ngokuzivikela uma bephatheka kwezemacansini. Umbukiso weZITF walonyaka uqale mhla ka-24 uzagqitshwa kusasa ngomgqibelo mhla ka-28 mabasa. Kusukela ngolwesibili kusiyafika izolo bekungamalanga abosomabhizimusi. UZulu uze waqala ukungena embukisweni lamuhla kusiya kusasa. Umbukiso walonyaka uqhutshwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Sustainable Industrial Development Inclusive Competitive Collaborative. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abalandeli bebandla lezanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo ngoba besesaba ukuthi bengachiselwa khona. Abasekeli bakamnumzana Bednikho Ncube onguye ummeli weGwanda South edalele eParliament okwamanje babikwa behlasela abalandeli bakamnumzana Omphile Marupi oseveze isifiso sokuncintisa laye kukhetho lwamaprimary awezanu PF. Okunenga sikuzweni kuAlbert Ncube eseGwanda.
Amalunga wezanu PF asephakathi kokukhankasela ukhetho lwamaprimary lokudinga ozamela leli bandla kukhetho lwelizwe njalo sekuphuma imibiko kungezwani phakathi kwabalandeli bebandla kubangwa izikhundla. UMarupi oncintisa kulolu khetho uthi abalandeli bakaNcube baphambili ekwethuseleni abantu ukuthi bangamsekeli.
Engoma le ndawo ka uSir John Deepo le mkhalipe yadatshulwa nguJoram ngatikiti ongukhansila khona ngathi is even intimidating people threatening to bend them ezindlini zabo ubatshisela ezindlini. Lami nginje yes, actually made the threat ukuthi I'm not going to reach the 5th of May and they have got some witnesses to that effect.
UMarupi uthi usekhweze lolu daba emapholiseni njalo omunye wabalandeli bakhe sebalekele umuzi ngoba sesabela ukuthiselwa endlini.
Yeah, ngivele emapholiseni, I've reported, I've opened the docket and i-docket number yangkhona ngilazi. Yeah, nacho is the councilor is telling people ukuthi khonena they shouldn't actually put ama-posters ami because I'm here to challenge the sitting MPs.
Ibandla lezanu PF likhangelele ukuqhuba ukhetho lwamaprimary ngesonto njalo labo abancithisayo bahamba bekhankasa bendawonye. Kula malunga leli bandla afika phose ikhulu lobanje kulezihlalo ezifika phose amathumi amabili ezedale lephalamende lesenethi. Imbiko ethole iStudio 7 iveza ukuba amakhosikazi u-Alma Mkhwebo Loren Kibi labo baphose badle phana lapho bekhankasa. Laba ngabanye abakhangelele ukuncintisana ukhetho lwesenethi eGwanda. Amapholisa axwayisa uZulu elizweni jikelele ukuthi azabopha iloba ngubani ozaphatheka kudlakela lwezombusazwe kukanti umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye uthembisa ukuthi uhulumende wenza imizamo yonke yokubona ukuqhutshwa kokhetho olulokuthula. Ngingu-Albert Ncube wendaba zeStudio 7 eMajawunden eGwanda.
Yebo 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 mthwakazi omuhle, belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo usiyafika ngolwesihlanu? Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ukhasi le-VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo-4:15 PM kusiya ku-5 PM. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo laku-Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele-VOA Ndebele.
Kulandela ukusondela kwamalanga okhetho, amabandla ezombusazwe yaseqalile ukwenza ukhetho lokudinga amalunga azancintisa ama-primaries. kodwa okuthiye ingcwethi zombusazwe lozulu jikelele engasazi okwenzakalayo yikugcwala kwamalunga ebandla elitsha elithiwa National Patriotic Front elisekelwa ngowayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe emhlanganeni oyenzelwe edolobheni leMaswingo. Leli bandla lilamalunga ecelele ZANU-PF elithiwa lona iG40. Abanye ngabathi leli bandla lizenelisa ukuxexebula amavoti ebandla leZANU-PF kodwa njengoba kulokudonselana lakubandla leMDCT kuza kuba nzima ukuthi kube lebandla lizathola amavoti adlula isilinganiso esedlula amachumi amahlanu lelilodwa i-50+1% ukuthi athiwe unqobile. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe omnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena.
Okumele sekunanzelele okokuqala ukuthi abantu balandela lapho okulamandla khona engathi ngolwasemzini people follow power. So amalunga ezanu-PF loba babengasi be-team Lacoste be-G40 kodwa basele phakathi sebebonile ukuthi icele labo ele-G40 selitshelwe ngamanzi yikho ke bayagijima labo bezama ukuthi bazipositione ukuthi bangene ngaphansi kwezanu-PF ngoba vele abantu balandela lapho kulamandla khona. Umuntu ucabangela ikusasa lakhe ukuthi nxa ngisele phandle kambe mina lemuli yami kuzahamba njani, abesezama ukuthi ayezincengela ukuthi laye abantu bamzwele kuma-primary elections. Ibandla leli ele-National People's Front akukacaci kuhle ukuthi kambe lingabe linabantu abaningi ku-ground yini. Yebo, yesibonile besiba lo mhlangano eMaswingo lapha ade kulabantu khona kodwa ngumhlangano akade use-wall kasikaboni besenza ama-rally afanana lawo MDC Alliance lapho esibona kugcwaliswa abantu ezibhedam lakhe sakubona kusenzakala e-White City, sakubona kusenzakala la kwezinye indawo lapho kwenziwa khona imihlangano. Sisazone silokhu sicubungula siya phambili ukuthi kusiyafika uJune kambe basebeyanelisile yini ukwenza amarali.
Ngokubona kwakho ngeliphi ibandla eliza nqoba?
Kunzima ukutsho ngoba okokuqala kusuka kube nzima ukuthi nxa amasotsha athatha ama-tank bakhipha imbhobho emkhulu bayifaka ezitaradeni ze-Harare esasikwazi kwakuyi-treason ukuthi bese beqhubela abantu nje umbuso isibona ngani lokho awusoze kwenzakale. Uhluphe esilubonayo okwesibili ubudlelwano bebandla leZANU-PF leBhilithane ikakhulu ibandla leConservative Party ekuyiyo eyapha uMugabe umbuso ngo-1980 kukhanya ubudlelwano sobukhula osokwenza ukuthi sibuyele ukuba ngamalunga eCommonwealth.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe obexoxa ecingweni leStudio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamuhla sixoxa ngokhetho lwama-primaries kumabandla atshiyeneyo zombusazwe kulungiselelwa ukhetho lokudinga umongameli, amalunga edale lephalamende kunye lamakhansila. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Umongameli Donald Trump uzanda kwenza umhlangano ehoteleni yakhe eMar-a-Lago esisaziwa ngokuthi yiSouthern White House. Lo ubungumhlangano wesithathu phakathi kukaTrump lomkhokeli weJapan umnumzana Shinzo Abe asebevuselele ubudlelwano bamazwe la ngesikhathi belwisana lokulolongwa kwezikhali zenyuklia lilizwe leNorth Korea. Umhlangano lo bawenze ngesikhathi uTrump elungiselela ukwenza umhlangano oqakathekileyo lomnumzana Kim Jong-un welizwe leNorth Korea. UTrump uncome u-Abe ngokusekela ukuthi alungiselele ukuhlangana loKim Jong-un esithi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi bahlangane lomkhokheli weNorth Korea. UTrump uthe kumele uKim Jong-un alungise udaba lokuthunjwa kwezinye izizalwane zeJapan. Ababili laba bavumelane ukuthi kumele ilizwe leNorth Korea lithathelwe zonke izikhali zenuclear njalo sokumele liyekele ukulolonga ama-ballistic missiles lezinye izikhali ezilakho ukubulala abantu abaningi okumangalisayo. Bathe ilizwe leNorth Korea lizaqhubekela phambili lifakelwe izijezo zenoto nxa lilokhe lilolonga izikhali zenuclear. UTrump lo abe baphinde bakhuluma ngokuthengiselana okungani kukhathaza elemelika elithi liyaqilebezelwa lilizwe leJapan ngenxa yemithetho yokuthengiselana enceda eleJapan lamanye amazwe. UTrump uthe ilizwe lakhe laphuma kwisivumelwano se-Trans-Pacific Partnership ngenxa yemithetho engancedi lutho ilizwe leMelika. Ababili laba bakhulume njalo langezomvikela. UTrump utshele u-Abe ukuthi ilizwe leMelika lizaqhubekela phambili lisebenza leJapan ngezomvikela elwandle lwe-Indo-Pacific lezinye indawo.
Alolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika. Uluhlu lokusebenza kwentatheli izindaba zikhululekile olo World Press Freedom Index luveza ukuba ukususwa kwaye ngumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe esikhundleni ngolwezi nyakenye kulethe inguquko kwezokwethulwa kwembiko abantu bekhululekile elizweni. UGibson Bebe usethulela loludaba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Lokho kubikwe ngabenhlanganiso yentatheli izindaba ezingelamngcele Reporters Without Borders ethi iZimbabwe yayikusubanga esedlula ikhulu 128 isikhuphuke kancane yaya ku 126. Ugwalo lolo oluhlanganiswe izintatheli izindaba ezingelamngcele Reporters Without Borders luveze ukuthi ukungaphathwa kahle kwentatheli izindaba lokuzivimba ukuthola ulwazi lokubhala kuhle indaba zazo kuvame ukwenziwa ngababusa ngocuku. Ngaphansi kombuso kaMgabe, intatheli bezihlukunyezwa ngendlela ezijeneyo ezigoqela ukuboshwa, ukutshaya lokuvinjwa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile. Isikhucamfundo kwezokuthapha izindaba elokishini leNasty, uNkosikazi Buhle Dube, uthi loba nje ugwalo lwe-RSF luveze inguquko encane ukhuthaza ukuqinisa kwemizamo kahulumende yokulandela imithetho njengokumumethwa yisisekelo sombuso.
Ukuthi iZimbabwe isikhweli lembijana sokuimprovile i-media freedom yangkhona into enhle sibili, hayi lokhu kuyabongeka, kodwa akukatshintshi ngendlela eziningi cause lokhu esisale salomango omude wokuhamba. Okuqala, we're still the same government, angithi. Lokhu ngakakhitha ama-policies abolana kudala, awe-piper, IPA, in, a-restrict some certain freedoms. So abangakwenza so that they can maybe improve that, is we're ama-policies lana, abe-de under immediate, so that we can have more press freedom.
Ekuzelela kulokhu ohlaziya ezombusazwe uMnumzana Mduduzi Ncube uthi lokhu kuyinto enhle ikakhulu ilizwe selikhangelane lokhetho.
I think ukuthi it's a great opportunity for ama journalists and right now so we are slowly approaching ama elections, so we need open views for ukuthi abantu be vote from informed decisions. Singathi eZimbabwe there is few intimidation of ama journalists.
Uqhubekele phambili ethi intatheli ezisebenzisa ubulembu be-internet ukuhambisa indaba osokusenza ukuthola ulwazi kube lula.
Sikusela kusuka umongameli Robert Mugabe sesibone kule nguquko kupress eZimbabwe, abantu sebenelisa kunjani uba le-freedom of speech, ama-journalist asabona ama-journalist enjani ebotshwa sebekwanza ukukhuluma ukucriticize i-government ebusakathese amnangakwa. So mbona sekule freedom sesikwanisa ukwenzani ukukhululeka sikhuluma esikufunayo sibathuka nxa sibungayenzi kahle. Sikubona especially lapha ekusebenziseni i-social media. So ngesikhathi somgabo kube kule crackdown even kuma-social media. So ever since mina ngakengenile mbona kule nguquko eningi sesikwanisa ukwenzani ukukhululeka.
Ugwalo lwe-RSS luphinde lwachasisa ukuthi loba nje sokusetshenziswa ubulembu be-internet ukuze intatheli zenze umsebenzi wazo zivika umthetho owehlukeneyo kuzwekazi le-Afrika, ohulumende abaningi sebephuma namaqhinga okwenqabela ukusebenza lula kobulembu lobu uZulu engatholi lula ulwazi. Iqula lamalungelo entatheli izindaba elemisa Zimbabwe lithi kusese lomsebenzi okhona ekuthuleni kwembiko ngoba kuzathatha isikhathi ukuthi uhulumende we-ZANU-PF aguqule ukwenza kwakhe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthembise ukuthi ilizwe lizanikeza intatheli izindaba amalungelo azo okusebenza zikhululekile lokunikeza abantu amathuba okuthola imbono etshiyeneyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nguGibson Bebe.
Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthi ulethemba lokuba iqembu lakhe lizamisana leqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars kusasa. Loba nje kulabadlali abambalwa abangasoze badlale ngoba belimele. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji uyalandisa.
Iqembu leHighlanders labadlali abambalwa abalimeleyo ababalisa uTenda Ndlovu, Nigel Makumbe, uBen Munsaka, Ozia Sibande kanye loThabo Lunga. Kodwa umqeqeshi weqembu leli uMatinda Ndlovu uthi ukungabi khona kwalaba badlali kulakho ukupha ithuba abanye abadlali abangavamanga ukudlala.
As we witnessed uMbongeni engena ebuya edlala the way he displayed or the way he played yena ngokwakhe, we also have other youngsters within that probably would come into the team and do duty.
Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League ekhona kusasa, iqembu leMutare City lizanqikilana leli FC Platinum enkundleni yeVengere. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizemukela eleBulawayo Chiefs ngaseRufaro Stadium. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala leli Harare City. Abafana beNicrude bazadibana nabeCape United ngaseAscott. Iqembu leChickenin lizemukela eleYanda ngaseLuveve. Kuthi iqembu leJapan Mine lizadlala leli ZPC Kariba ngaseMaclass. Ngensonto iqembu leDynamos lizadibana leleBulawayo City ngaseRufaro, kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadlala leleChapungwe enkundleni yeKipo. Kusasa ngosuku lokugcina lombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuzaqhutshwa umncintiswano wokugijima weCoca-Cola 4 Minute Mile, wona ozangenwa ngabadlali abangamajumi amabili. Lo mncintiswano uqhutshwa minyaka yonke njalo abadlali kuyabe kumele bebhode inkundla kane ngaphansi kwemizuzu yemine. Wanqoba nyakenye nguTrust Chidomaya weqembu leZRP Fairbridge. Ekupheleni komncintiswano wokugijima uzaqhutshwa umncintiswano we-Ingwebu Zimbabwe National Tag of War Championships, lawo uzaqhutshelwa khona emagcekeni yeZimbabwe International Trade Fair kusasa ngomgqibelo wemini. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday, kuhlelo Woza Friday, umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Svanda uxoxa loVusa Umuzi Ndlovu ocula lensingizi, kodwa lamhlanje baxoxa ngomculo wakhe ehamba ngegama lokuthi Vusa Mkhaya.
Izwi lakhe ngeke ulikhohlwe kusukela kungoma eyakhathaza kakhulu kwele Zimbabwe uSugar Daddy. Uhlelo Woza, Woza Friday.
Umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu esizwe.
Igama lami nginguVusa Umuzi Ndlovu elokuzalo, kodwa elomsebenzi ngimuVusa Mkhaya. Mina ngazalelwa koBulawayo empilo esibhedlela. Ngakhulela koBulawayo, ngafunda koBulawayo. Ngumhlabeleli, ngaqala ukuhlabela leqembu lensingizi emnyama elaziwa ngengoma leyana ethi Sugar Daddy. Khathesi sibizwa ngokuthi insingizi.
UVusa Mkhaya kalitshiyanga iqembu lakhe lensingizi, kodwa uthi ukhulisa igama lakhe.
Naphandle kokusebenza lensingizi, sikhona ezinye ingoma engizibhala nginguVusa Mkhaya. Lapha okule album khona engayenzayo ethi khona uManyanyatha, le ngoma ethi uManyanyatha. Ziningi nje ingoma engizibhalayo, ama-album asemathathu. Kodwa engani yiyo efike endlebeni zabantu kakhulu uManyanyatha.
Mina ngikhule emakhaya lena.
Luhlelo lwakho mlalelo othandekayo, sixoxa lomkhaya osebhodi amazwe omhlaba athiyeneyo, njalo usesebenzile kwezomculo wathola lezicoco emazweni athize angaphetsheya kolwandle.
Mm-hmm.
leqembu lensingizi sesike savakatshela amazwe achiyeneyo eChina, sike safika across Europe naseAfrika. Saba nenhlanhla saphiwa isichoko seRadio France Music Award, njalo sike saba nenhlanhla enye enkulu kakhulu ukuthi khona i-album yethu Voices of Southern Africa yathengisa more than 250,000 units in North America. Shalom tata, shalom my nana, niyamkumbula tembeya wami,
iyakumbula. Kona ke eZimbabwe kukhona yini akwenzayo umkhaya, njengoba ke labalaleli bethanda ukwazi ukuthi bangazithola ngaphi le ngoma zakhe.
Mina njengovusa umkhaya kule festival esiyenza ekhaya, project ethi From Bulawayo to the World, lapho engisebenza khona lama artists akobulawayo ahamba phandle kwelizwe besiya performa bephenduke kobulawayo. Unkwali ngisebenza laye kakhulu kuleyo project lamanye ama artists, njalo imusic yami yatholakala ku-iTunes laku-Amazon lamanye ama online platforms. Ngingathaba kakhulu nxa lingangena lisearch uVusa Mkhaya and download it, lisi support ngoba sinekele ukuzenzela akula muntu ozasenzela.
Mayakala mama himakaya ba kale impela izenda ziyagezana. Abahlabeleli bakithi ukuze bakhule bafuna usizo lwenu balaleli, besigwetshisela uVusa Mkhaya kuhlelo Hoza Friday. Yekela sinyanyathe ngomanyanyatha impela viki enhle kini lonke. Ngu-Ezra Chisa Sibanda lo oflathelayo.
Mayakala mama emakhaya ba khalela jinawo besiwoshiwe siyakhala izingane zethu sikhalela jinawo baba emajili bathi soya nini na siwoshiwe siyavuma sizama impilo imisebenzi beyingekho siyacela somandla sixolele mayakhala mama emakhaya ba khalela jinawo esiwoshiwe siyakhala izingane kalela tina bova wa imagine watiso uya nina sitolele mama sinhliziyo zethu tina bezihlala zibuhlungu ingane zethu bezihlala zikhala njalo bazizilambile.
Manyanyatha esigqibela ke na uhlelo uEzra Chisa Sibanda, kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba ebesilazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvula usemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwobulawayo. Abalandeli bebandla lezanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana, njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emzini yabo besaba ukuthiselwa. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje, asidibaneni njalo ngo 6:30 ekuseni ngesonto.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.